Hello, everyone. I am back. Episode 15 of my podcast, Let's Talk Sports. Sorry for being gone. Wednesday, I had a family event, and then I didn't have anything to talk about on Friday because Thursday I was out seeing Spider-Man No Way Home with my friends. Obviously, that was the biggest movie of the year, and I really wanted to see it, so I went and saw it. And then I didn't watch the Chiefs and Chargers game, and then I had family over, so I've been kind of busy. It's getting near the day, the 25th, Christmas, so I've been kind of busy, but I am back. I'm gonna have kind of a hard time with this episode because I didn't really watch many of the games today. I of course will talk about the awful Saturday night game that I had to witness last night, not because it was actually awful, but because the Patriots lost and I was sad for sure. I didn't watch Thursday night because I literally got into the theater at the time the game started. I was checking the score before the showing started. And then when I got out, it said Mahomes and the Chiefs are in overtime with the Chargers. And I was like, oh, I can watch it. And then the second I opened up my phone, the Chiefs scored the game-winning touchdown in overtime. So I didn't really get to watch it. And then as of today's games, I did watch a little bit of the Cardinals and Lions. Obviously, I watched part of the Bills game because I need the Bills to lose because I'm a little stressed right now. And then I was keeping up with the Titans and the Steelers because I also need the Titans to lose because then the Patriots would be the 2 seed. Crazy week of football, though. Very crazy week. A lot to talk about. I am going to real quick before we get into the major headlines for football. I do want to talk about, because it's in the sports world right now, and I have had it on my radar. I'm not really sure if I should cover this because I'm not a big fan of this person, and until they fight someone who is a real boxer, I think there is an asterisk. Did I say that right? Next to their name, and that is of course Jake Paul. He knocked out Tyron Woodley last night in their rematch. I don't think it was scripted like people think. I mean, he did do that weird glove inward thing, but I don't think it was scripted. I just think that I think that with these boxing matches, like I keep losing my train of thought. I think there has been a real, first off, person prepared to fight. And I also don't think Tyron Woodley was prepared because he got thrown into this like 2 weeks ago. It's kind of hard to fully find like your footing, if that's the right way to put it, for this type of stuff when you don't prepare. And I'm not the biggest boxer, but I know you cannot be ready for a match in 2 weeks. I know it takes a lot more than that. So I know there's a lot of people on the Jake Paul train. I am not one of those people, and until he fights a real boxer and not a UFC fighter, I really can't say anything. So that's just my 2 cents on the Jake Paul fight. Not going to really talk about it because I don't really keep up with boxing, and I don't really care too much. I just watch to see if he's going to lose, but other than that, I don't really watch it. Anyway, let's get into some NFL stuff that has happened over the last week since I haven't posted the last 2 times. So we're going to talk about it, and then we'll be done. So let's just hop right into it. All right, to start off with, I want to talk before Saturday night, the first thing we're going to talk about, the Saturday night game. Urban Meyer, the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, got fired after a bunch of allegations came out. Josh Lambeau said that he was kicked by him during a practice. And then a lot of, Marvin Jones Jr. said that, like, he was really rude and aggressive and not the nicest. This is really unfortunate to hear stuff like this. I mean, first off, if you take away who he is as a person, he's a great football coach. Well, maybe not NFL, but college coach. He's very talented. He's very gifted in this field. But obviously, when you're a terrible person, you don't deserve any of that. So whether or not he does any of this again and we get to see his skills again remains to be seen. I personally I mean, there's probably gonna be someone out there who wants him. He's very talented, so maybe he'll get another chance, but I don't think you should let him. Obviously, if you're also a college team, if he's doing this to his college, to NFL players, grown adults, imagine how manipulative and rude and disrespectful he is to college students. Again, no one knows how real this is, like all this is, but I mean, he isn't giving himself a good case by being a jerk, even in press meetings. He's being very aggressive and very hostile towards his former team, which he has the right to. He got fired, and they're trying not to pay out the rest of his contract, but still, you're literally being accused of being a dirtbag and you're acting like one still. So yeah, Urban Meyer, not the nicest guy right now, but I mean, we'll see what happens. We will see what happens with him and the Jaguars. The Jaguars lost today, I believe. Let me look. Their first game without Urban, they lost to the Jaguars by 14, and then not next week, but the week after, they have to play the Patriots. So they are in for a tough road. Also, if they have to play someone good next week, let me see who's on their schedule for next week. They have to play. There's some very good games coming up next week. The Jaguars have to play the Jets. So that's not too tough of a game. But after that, they do have to play the Patriots, which will be difficult. I mean, obviously, no one expects the Jaguars to go all the way. They are kind of in trouble, lots of trouble. But other than that, people are just entertained. Like, people are going to be entertained by what could have been. I don't know. I don't know. It's so weird because, like, as a Patriots fan, hearing this Urban Meyer stuff, that I don't really care. I don't care. I really don't. I don't care. Because with or without him, they're going to be bad. He wasn't a good coach. It's not like he was good. Like, they were winning and he was doing this. He was bad and he was doing this. So him being fired isn't that big of a deal. It's only a big deal because of his name. That's how I feel about it. It's like so crazy too. Like, these are grown adults. What are you doing? You really think you're gonna abuse and kick and talk smack to these grown men and they're not gonna say something? They don't care. They're getting paid. Sure, you kind of control their paycheck, but if you cut them, they're just gonna come out about, like, look at Josh Ambo. He got cut. He missed three extra points and then he got cut by the Jaguars. And now he's speaking out and people believe him because everybody is saying how awful Urban Meyer is. But I mean, even with Urban Meyer, I imagine they would have lost today. I imagine they would have lost next week and the week after and the week after. They're just not good, so it doesn't really matter. It's not like this is Cliff Kingsbury and the Cardinals are winning and he's a jerk, so then he gets fired and then they start losing, you know? Like, if this happened with him at Ohio State, then it'd be kind of a big deal because everybody knew how good Ohio State was and everybody knew how good he was with Ohio State. So that's just how I feel. I don't really know why he's getting all this media attention. I understand it's a big deal and he did awful things. So put him under the microscope and dig into him because he did these awful things. But other than that, he should not be getting attention. First off, he's a jerk. He's an awful person. So you're giving him attention that he probably wants. And second off, it's not that big of a deal. The Jaguars are going to suck with or without him. Move on, rebuild the team. That sort of deal. And I think the owner is very grateful that all this is happening because the owner seemed like he was done with him weeks ago. So, yeah, that's just how I feel about this Urban Meyer thing. I just want to quickly glance over it before we get into the big stuff. But it did happen and it is getting a lot of attention in media right now. So I feel like I need to talk about it. I'll jump into the awful Thursday night, I mean, Saturday night, sorry, game where I was miserable the entire night. And I kind of, it was weird because I feel like I have like this sixth sense with my team, right? I feel like a bunch of people think they do, where they just kind of know what's going to happen. But there's some weeks where I'm not worried at all. And then the game happens and then they like the Patriots kill them. But this whole week, man, I was so worried. I don't, maybe it's because it's getting late in the year and the Colts are playing like their season depends on it because it literally does. If the Patriots beat them last night, it would have been very hard for them to hold on. But I was worried all week, and then the game started, And then, what happened? I think the Colts got the ball first. Anyway, the Colts got the ball first, and I'm pretty sure they, no, they might have punted. And then I think the Patriots punted it back. Let me look. Why not? Why not look at this miserable game? Again, I was also out for this game. I was at a birthday dinner, so, but I was watching it on my phone on the ESPN app, so I know a little bit more about this one. Let's see, full play by play. So yeah, the Colts punted and the Patriots punted, yeah. And then the Colts scored a touchdown after that, and it was a little like, I think it was like a, oh, it was the Wildcat. Jonathan Taylor lined up in Wildcat. And then, oh, I forgot what happened. I forgot what happened. It was a crazy play. Anyway, Nyheim Hines bounced it out to the edge, and he hit the pylon, and he scored. So then it was 7-0, and right then, that's when I had to leave, first off, to go to this dinner. But I remember leaving. I was just like, man, this game's over. Like, we literally, like, I just do not have a good feeling. And then when I was in the car and I was swiping down on my phone, refreshing ESPN constantly. The Patriots had a punt. I was like, okay, they have to punt. So I turned off my phone. I opened back up like a few minutes later to see what the Colts were doing. And it said 14-0. And I was like, what? It's been like 3 minutes. And then I looked and it said block punt touchdown. And I was like, oh man, here we go. So then time just went by. It was 17-0 at half. Mac Jones threw an interception in the red zone before half, which proved costly in the final stretch of this game. And then right after halftime, we came out. I was like, okay, here we go. New quarter. Bill Belichick made adjustments, and then Mac Jones threw another interception. And I was like, oh, well, we tried. That's all that matters. Then the Colts made it 20-0. It was a good stand by the Patriot defense, who was really actually better than people think. Pretty much only gave up 20 until the final dash by Jonathan Taylor. So then it was 20-0. The Patriots went for it at, I want to say midfield about. Yeah, at their own 47, they didn't get it. And then the Colts got the ball back. They missed a field goal. So then I was like, oh, that's like, here we go. Let's go. The next drive, the Patriots screamed down the field very convincingly. Mac Jones hit Hunter Henry, who's been great for the Patriots all year. So then it was 20-7. It was looking good for New England. It's only the start of the fourth quarter at this point, I believe. It was like the start of the fourth quarter, I think. We scored the touchdown. Yeah, start of the fourth quarter. So there was time. And then it looked even better after that when Carson Wentz and one of his five passing attempts, or five, he might have threw more, he might have completed five. I'll look after. He threw an interception. It got tipped up and the Patriots caught it. And then to make things worse, the Patriots got the ball with 13:25 in the fourth. They drove. It was a long drive. They get down to Indiana's 2, third and goal, and they get a false start. So now it's 3rd and 7 on Indiana's 7. And then he misses Hunter Henry for a touchdown, Mac Jones. So then it's 4th and goal. And most people in this situation, with the limited time you have left, would still go for it for the touchdown. Belichick kicks the field goal, makes it 10-20, 10-20 instead of 14-20, which makes things even worse. Because let's fast forward a little bit. Colts punt on their next drive. Patriots get them a punt. Patriots get the ball with 3:48 left. They drive down the field and get a touchdown, making it 20-17. But if they somehow scored and went for it and scored, it would've been 24-20. The Patriots are winning by 4, and this Jonathan Taylor touchdown probably never happens because you're playing a whole different style defense. So frustrating by New England. Belichick is too safe sometimes. So then what happens after this? Jonathan Taylor. The Patriots somehow let him run a 67-yard rush when you know they're running the ball to run the clock out. On 1st and 10, they get a 2-yard carry. Second and eight. Jonathan Taylor takes it 67 yards. Probably cements his MVP, in my opinion. Him doing this to the Patriots is a big slap in the face. And if he doesn't win MVP, I think it would be kind of ridiculous. He's my MVP favorite right now. Give it to a running back, finally. It's a very quarterback award, so I think he should get it. But anyway, like I was saying about Carson Wentz earlier, Mac Jones, people are kind of hard on him right now because he threw picks, but he actually had a way better game than people think. He did throw 19 incompletions, which is pretty rough. But he also threw for almost 300, 299, so practically 300. And he threw for two touchdowns, making up for his two interceptions. Carson Wentz went 5 for 12 for 57 yards, a touchdown interception. The Colts did to the Patriots what the Patriots have been doing to every other team they've won against. They ran the ball effectively and efficiently. They killed the clock. What is that noise? Sorry. They killed the clock, and the time ran out for the Patriots. They didn't have enough time to come back and win. The first quarter went by so fast. The first half in general, like, zoomed by because both teams were so run-dependent, but the Patriots had to go to the pass eventually because they were losing. And Mac Jones carried his own. He almost let it come back, but the defense let him down on that one drive. But can't blame the defense because they played well for majority of the game. Overall, I hated it. Did not enjoy my time. Sucked, but the Colts are the real deal. They're definitely going to be a dark horse in this playoffs because they're definitely going to make it, in my opinion. They're definitely going to be like the 6th or 7th seed and surprise many in this upcoming playoff run. But yeah, that's what I think of the Saturday Night Football. I don't want to hear any more about this awful loss. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I'm done. I hate it. I'm done watching football forever. No, I'm kidding. Awful game. Hopefully the Patriots can bounce back against Buffalo. If they beat Buffalo, I will feel very good about where they stand as the 2 seed and most likely winning the East. So that's how I feel. Let's go, Pats. Booyah. Sorry about the last one. By the way, my computer was running low on battery. I couldn't find my charger, so I kind of wrapped it up quickly, and then I found a charger. So this next segment won't be as rushed as that. I also hate staying on that topic because I'm very miserable and can't find any source of happiness right now. Just kidding. Totally kidding. It was just a game and it sucked, but hopefully we'll bounce back. Because if the Bills beat the Patriots next week, they jump back up to number one in the East, and that would really suck. Okay, moving on to what happened today in football. Number one thing I want to talk about right now is the Lions. The 1-11-1 Lions beat the 10-3 Arizona Cardinals, and they just beat them. They killed them from the beginning of the game. They went into halftime winning 17-0, and then they won 30-12. And talk about a complete crumble by Arizona. I mean, that was awful. I mean, the Lions do own them. Like, in recent years, they've played pretty good against them. But, man, I mean, that's tough. The Cardinals could have clinched the playoffs. And not only that, they lost. I mean, they already lost a 1 seed, but they are probably not in contention for that anymore. Sorry, I keep losing my train of thought. There's also highlights on the side of the screen that I'm watching. Like, just like I like zone in. But yeah, Cardinals lost. It was ridiculous. It was like the talk of the town, like the whole day. And good for the Lions. I mean, 2-11-1. I mean, they're kind of hurting their draft stock. I don't know if they're better than any. Is there any team that's 2-12? Oh, so the Jaguars are now the first pick in the NFL draft. So the Lions kind of screwed themselves over. But they did. The Lions did win, and good for them. I mean, beating the Cardinals is no easy task, apparently, for most teams. But the Lions made it look very easy. But yeah, so NFC's a little shaken up. Now if the Rams win this week and the Cardinals lose next week to the Colts, which could very well happen because the Colts are playing very good, and then the Rams win again, the Rams will be the best team in the NFC West, and the Cardinals will be the second best team, which would be crazy. I kind of hope that happens because I love football mayhem. I love scrambling and all the standings last second. Unless it's the Patriots, then stop. Why did we do that? Anyway, the Bills beat the Panthers. Obviously, I was rooting hard for the Panthers to win. Cam Newton, his time is up. He really is just not good. I mean, the fact that his touchdowns always come from a scrambling touchdown is ridiculous. He's a quarterback. I know Lamar Jackson does that, but Lamar Jackson throws it a lot better than Cam Newton. And I love Cam. I'm grateful for what he did with the Patriots. And all that, but yeah, I can't get behind him anymore as an elite quarterback. His time is done. I imagine after this year, he'll actually be done. No one will sign him. Other than that, I don't really want to talk about that game. The Bills won 31-14. The Bills controlled it pretty much the entire game. The Jets looked really good to start that game. They were 17-10 going into half, but man, the Jets looked good. And then in the second half, the Dolphins really came to play. Christian Wilkins, one of the best and most funny players in the NFL. He got I think they call it a thick six when the big man gets a touchdown. And it was awesome to see. Good for him. I love Christian Wilkins. And the Dolphins went on to win 31-24. And the Dolphins can be, I think, one of the first teams to make the playoffs that started like I forgot what they started. It was like a crazy stat. So Dolphins are a contender for the playoffs. They're 7-7. They're at 500, making a big comeback late in the year. And we'll see what they do. It'd be interesting if they did make it into the playoffs. But they've been playing easy teams a little bit. I mean, this all kind of started when they beat the Ravens, though. So who knows? We'll see. We'll see as time unfolds with them. They win 31-24 and keep their streak alive. Good for them. Moving on to the Cowboys and Giants. Cowboys are 10-4. This game was really boring. I didn't even tune into it once, and I have fantasy players on this team. Cowboys won 21-6. I knew it wasn't going to be a blowout because rivalry games are never really blowouts. It was just a pretty boring game. I mean, 21 points, no one scored in the fourth. It was 6-9-6. And yeah, I'm not really going to bother waste my time on that. Steelers and Titans. Now, this was a really interesting game because the Titans were winning 13-3 at half, but it looked like the Steelers were done. They looked awful the whole first half. And then their defense shut out the Titans in the second half. It was crazy. A crazy game. And I needed it. I wanted the Steelers to win. So I didn't really watch this game as much either because I was watching the Cardinals and Lions. But I do know I was keeping up with the score as time went on. The Titans are in serious trouble without Derrick Henry. And they're in trouble now because they're 9-5 and the Colts are close on their tail at 8-6. And I could see maybe the Colts catching up and jumping the Titans. That would be crazy, but you never know. Crazier things have happened. So keep an eye out for the Colts. I do think the Titans have beat them twice, though, head to head. So I think they would have to not have the same record. So maybe not. Maybe it's a stretch for the Colts to make it, even though they're only a game behind. But Steelers win 19-13, a boring game, but crazy that the Steelers were able to turn it around. Steelers are a very good second half team. They always make big plays in the second half compared to the first. I mean, how many games have they come up a few points short because their comebacks start a little too late, right? So Steelers got to find a way to get it going in the first half, and they'll be a very good team. Texans and Jaguars, there's no bother even talking about this game because no team is going to be in the playoffs. Texans did win 30-16, though. Good for them. They moved to 3-11, and obviously the Jaguars are in a spiral, so. Bengals and Broncos. Now, the only headline I really have from this game. I know the games were kind of boring today. This one was 15-10. Bengals won. The only headline, like I said, I have is Teddy Bridgewater got another concussion, which is awful. This poor man does not get a break. We need to save him. We need to protect him with our lives. I love Teddy Two Gloves, but man, he can't catch a break. It's concussion after concussion after concussion for him. And his season, I feel like he'd be really good if he could stay healthy for so long. Like, if he never got hurt in the past, I feel like he'd be so much better right now. But he struggles with injury, which is unfortunate because concussion is something like you really can't control. So, I mean, not that you can control any injury, but like, it's not like he like misplaced his foot and rolled his ankle, you know? He got hit in the head very hard. So Bengals win 15-10. Broncos are kind of falling. They've been fun to watch. They've been sneaky good. And I mean, if they made a playoff push, I wouldn't be mad. I like their defense. And hopefully, if they would somehow make the playoffs, that Teddy Two Gloves can come back. Now, I'll be honest, I didn't even know this game existed until right now. The 49ers stomped the Falcons 31-13, and the 49ers are looking very good late in the season, getting hot at exactly the right time. And they look good. And that's all I can really say. I didn't watch this game at all. I didn't even know it was a thing. And, I mean, it looked like the Niners had complete control of this game from the get-go. They were up 17-10, and then they went up 20-31. Oh, wait. I mean, 13-31, sorry. Not 20. And then the primetime, like, afternoon game was the Packers and the Ravens, and this was a good game. The Ravens, of course, made another bad coaching decision and went for two again to beat the Packers, and they didn't get it. They lost. Now, I kind of get it this time. I don't get it last time when they were playing. I forgot who they did it. The Steelers. I don't get it then because your offense was really rolling. But here, I mean, I kind of get it because the Packers are so good and Aaron Rodgers is so good that if he really got the ball, if he won the toss and got the ball, you would kind of feel like your game's over, especially with Tyler Huntley. Even though Huntley played pretty well, I mean, keeping up with the Packers is no easy feat. But anyway, they went for two and it didn't work. So they lost and they have fallen to 9-8 and 6. I mean, and they are the same record as the Bengals. And the Packers jumped to 11-3, clinching the playoffs. The first team and only team so far to clinch the playoffs, unless the Bucks can do it, which are right now they are. Losing 6-0 at half. Man, they struggle against the Saints. Crazy stuff. And the Packers are the one seed atop the NFC and looking very good to hold on to it if the Bucks lose tonight. It really sucks that Lamar couldn't play in this game. I mean, it didn't really look like it affected the Ravens. It's kind of crazy, too, that they have a backup scrambling quarterback as well. He had 13 carries for 73 yards and 2 touchdowns, those are Lamar Jackson numbers, so. And then Mark Andrews, one of the best tight ends in the league. 10 receptions, 136 yards, and 2 touchdowns as well. Good for Tyler Huntley making a name for himself. I imagine when he leaves, he'll be picked up somewhat by someone and make a name for himself. Hopefully for like the, I mean, if he went to the Saints, that'd be kind of cool. I feel like he's better than, I mean, not if Jameis Winston comes back. Jameis Winston was pretty good for the Saints. But yeah, crazy game for the Packers and the Ravens. These are the games we need. These are fun games, especially late in the season with two teams that need to win for the playoffs. I like it. I like it. I like that game. I like the excitement, the anxiety, the fear. I can't imagine what Packers fans are feeling right now. They're probably feeling very excited, but also very relieved. And I can't imagine what Ravens fans are feeling because they were the one seed at one point, and now they have fallen all the way out of the playoffs. They are out of the playoffs right now if they were to start today. So they got to find a way to win. Actually, I'm going to put my spotlight on the Ravens. Their next few games are, let's see. They have to travel to the Bengals. And last time they played the Bengals, I believe they lost like 52 to something, right? 41-17. Then they have to play against the Rams, which is going to be hard. And then they have to play the Steelers. Sorry, I'm getting a phone call. They could probably beat the Steelers. Oh, well, last time they played the Steelers, they lost. But, I mean, a rematch, they could probably win. I mean, if they don't go for two there, they probably do beat the Steelers. But, yeah, I mean, I don't see the Ravens making it. They lost games they needed to win. I mean, losing to the Browns on the second time and losing to the Dolphins, those are two big games. And now you have to play the Bengals, Rams, and Steelers. Maybe if they beat the Bengals, maybe they can make it in. But other than that, I don't know. I think the Bengals will get the edge. So, yeah, that's where football stands right now. Let me jump to the standings real quick before I wrap this up. Let's go to playoff. So, as of now, Kansas City's number one in the AFC. The Patriots are the 2 seed. Titans are 3. Bengals are 4. Colts are 5. Chargers are 6. Bills are 7. And then in the hunt, I would say, are the Ravens, Browns, Steelers, Dolphins, and Broncos. The Raiders are technically in the hunt at 6-7, but they're not a threat. I don't think anyone's worried about them making it. And then over in the NFC, the Packers, of course, just clinched a playoff spot and are the 1 seed. Tampa Bay is 2. Cowboys are 3. And with the loss today, Cardinals have fallen all the way to 4. And then the Rams are 5, could easily catch up to the Cardinals. And the Niners are 6, and Washington is the last team in there at 7. In the hunt, in the NFC, the Vikings, Eagles, Saints, Falcons. I mean, even really the Seahawks are a possibility if they can win. Everyone else is kind of lost, even though they aren't eliminated yet. But I would say that their chances are very slim. But yeah, crazy stuff in the football world right now. This extra week of football is actually proving kind of helpful and kind of crazy. And making things more tense for football fans around the world. I mean, the Patriots are like 9. What did I say earlier? Like 9-6. They are, yeah. Oh, 9-5, and they aren't even guaranteed to make the playoffs. So let's hope the Patriots make it. Right. Just kidding. I know a lot of people listening probably don't want the Patriots to make it, but if your team is in the playoff run, I wish them the best. Unless they are the Chiefs. Sorry. And yeah, football's getting really exciting right now. And I also wanted to update you guys real quick on baseball and stuff. Baseball's still in a lockout, for those of you who don't know. So I really can't talk about anything baseball because nothing's really happening, and it really sucks because baseball free agency was picking up and then the lockout happened and no one knows when this lockout's really going to end. So we're just waiting for that. And then with basketball, I've been having a hard time keeping up with basketball. I'm really trying. I've been watching Bulls games and stuff and keeping up with the Bulls, but I can't just talk about the Bulls all the time. So I'm trying to catch up. I imagine when football ends, it'll get easier. Like when the postseason comes, not when football's over. Because by the time football's like the Super Bowl is happening, basketball is pretty much getting close to winding down. But yeah, right now my focus is just on football because it's getting really crazy. And this is kind of my favorite sport to watch, this and baseball. So yeah, I'm going to try to get better with basketball, but as of now, I'm kind of lost in the sauce. But that's going to do it all for today's episode. Sorry, I have to get to something after this, so this episode's kind of shorter than normal. Next episode will definitely be on Wednesday. I will not miss it, I promise. That will be Wednesday and then Friday. Am I messing something up? No, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. No, Sunday. Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So there will. Maybe I'll try to post something on Christmas. I mean, I probably won't record it the day of Christmas. I'll probably post it, like record it in advance. Maybe make it a special one, and put it out on Christmas just as like a little gift. Maybe I'll try to make it like a fun one, less like talky and more like maybe we'll do some more quizzes or tier lists or something. But we'll see. I'll think about it. I'm going to try to do that one. And I don't know if I've told you guys the reason I didn't do the 12 Days of Christmas thing is because I knew all these things were coming up and there's stuff going on in my life right now where maybe one day I just can't post and I don't want to start something and not be able to commit to it. That wouldn't be fun. And it wouldn't be like, it'd be defeated the whole purpose. Like I want to know if I'm doing this 12 Days of Christmas thing that it would actually be able to go through the whole 12 days. And it's hard for me to pre-record these things because my podcast is lenient on what happens right before I record and what happens maybe during a recording or the day of. So if I recorded something in advance, say I recorded this episode yesterday before the Patriots played, and then I talk and I'm not talking about the Patriots, like, because I didn't know, it would kind of defeat the whole purpose. So it's hard for me to pre-record these things. And sometimes I try to, but it gets a little messy. But yeah, anyway, I'm gonna wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening and sorry for missing the last couple episodes. I'm trying to get better. If you like listening, please, there's plenty more episodes and more mixes and matches and probably more, professional ones. This one was kind of all over the place. It kept going off track and stuff. Please go back and listen. We're getting close to the season finale. If you do enjoy, you don't have to listen, but if you do enjoy, I recommend going to listen. And I'll be back Wednesday, and hopefully things will get more spicy in the NFL world. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Sorry about this messy episode. It will get better. I lose my groove, but then I come back to it. So thank you so much for listening. Remember, keep talking sports. Thank you.